you for joining us at 1200 1460 Wink News Radio, the news voice of Southwest Florida. I'm Jim McLaughlin. Welcome to this edition of Power Players, a half hour of conversation with some of the more notable members of our Southwest Florida community. I'm honored to have as my guest today Karen Clausen, Executive Director of the K is for Kids program in Collier County. Karen, great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Jim. If I was there in person, I'd hug you because I know I speak for thousands of your listeners that we really miss seeing you. It's great that you're still bringing your voice to so many causes over the airwaves.
Well, bless your heart. I appreciate that. I wasn't expecting that. Thank you very much. Hugs are good. I accept hugs from all areas. Thank you so much. That was very kind of you. We met briefly at a news panel discussion some time ago, and we talked a little bit about your program, and you have a fairly significant event for your organization coming up in later this month, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. Let's tell folks a little bit about your organization. K is for Kids, and your basic thrust is, from what I can gather, getting kids to read.
Exactly, Jim. One of my friends told me this. If you look at all the world leaders, you will find they have this in common. They are all readers, and reading democratizes and gives all children the chance to succeed. It's so true, and it's even more true today. Even with advancing technology, e-books, digital, it is so important to read and then also to be able to communicate what you read and what you learn.
I've always told students when I speak to classes that society will judge you on your ability to communicate, and that includes not only speaking but writing and reading. And if you can't assimilate what you're reading, if you can't take in the information and decide what to do with it, you're never going to be a success no matter what your role in life is.
It's true. They did a very long-term study that I saw, I think on the Today Show, and they were saying that over the course of many years following children's educational and then careers into business, what they found were the children that were packed with knowledge, the brainiacs, weren't necessarily as successful as some of their peers who are most social. As we say to our teens who volunteer for us on the teen advisory team for K is for Kids Foundation, we say, okay, we're going to put as much knowledge and open as many worlds as we can with these books, but what do you do with it? In today's mercurial marketplace, when technology is going at such a furious pace, you got to get along with the world. You got to get along with each other. Whether you express your ideas in a proposal to a customer, whether it's to your boss, whether you're trying to explain something to a person who is from a very culturally divergent or diverse background from you. It could be China. It could be rural America. You've got to be able to express your ideas and share them in order to achieve your goals and be as successful as you want in life.
And we've talked with several of our guests on this program about, you mentioned the cultural diversity. We've talked about Southwest Florida now being a global economy, and we are no longer the isolationists that we may have been back in the 60s and 70s. We've had to accept other international groups and cultures and ways of doing business and so forth. And while we're on the subject of the economy, and I know my listeners are probably tired of hearing this, but the common thread that seems to tie practically every single guest together on this program, whether by design or default, is that the economic downturn over the last couple of years has had a major impact on many people, significantly major impact on a lot of people. How did it impact you? Because I know you launched this organization at a very precarious time.
Yes, that's true. When we started out in 2002, I did a Money for Books drive at Laurel Oak Elementary School. And when I was sharing with parents that we were going to be approaching our business partners for more books for the school library, because you can never have too many books, and it's a vehicle that can be used easily with low-cost, high-yield investment strategy in our youth. These kids are going into their library. They're so lucky in Collier County. They get to go to their school library. If there's funding for the librarian or media specialist these days, they can go to the library every day. Sometimes you have 750 books going in and out. So it's like a commodity. You got to replace it and replenish it all the time with new technology. Some areas of a school library may be obsolete very quickly, like the science section, the nonfictional section of the library particularly. Then there's cutting edge fiction. There's graphic media and graphic novels for biographies to make it more alive. So when we launched that, the parents wanted to get involved. It was pretty simple. It was a grassroots effort with parents who wanted to get involved. It became the Bring a Book, Bring a Friend fundraiser, a luncheon held in different neighborhoods, a different hostess from different neighborhoods funneling into Laurel Oak. Pretty simple. It went very quickly. It tripled in cost or in the books that we raised, armloads of books. Well, when we formed KS for Kids Foundation, because of increased need for more books in the community for children to read, we launched in October of 2008. And all the listeners will realize right away and plug into that was the worst economic news. We walked around in shock and just with eyes that were dulled, and people weren't buying as many books for themselves, much less buying a book for a child in the community. So we really, right away, did it stop us? No. We just climbed the mountain a little slower. We continue to move steadfastly ahead because we do utilize, we think, an investment ratio that speaks for itself. You place one book into a children's library, especially in a public school library, and that one book might be read by dozens or even 100 readers over its shelf life. One book, 100 readers. Now, that's a smart gift.
That's a pretty good return on your investment.
Yes, we think so, and it's an easy way for any community member, even children. The second you open up the covers of a book, it becomes a gently used book. And recycling that knowledge, spreading that information, all schools, all libraries love gently used books because if they can't place it on the shelf, they give it directly to a teacher's classroom library or even to the children directly. So the trickle-down is phenomenal. And as we all know with very old classics, the story is still as good today as before, just sometimes the cover is a little bit more worn or not as up-to-date in illustrations.
And I, it's a sad epitaph on our society, but there are homes in Southwest Florida where there are no books. Kids do not have the opportunity to pick up a book in their leisure time at home and read because the family just either doesn't have the money to buy books or is just not that interested, depending on what your socioeconomic situation is. So this reading program and getting books into libraries and school classrooms it takes on major significance.
And it does, and we try to give books no matter where children are meeting. It could be after-school programs like the Boys and the Girls Club of Collier County. It could be Immokalee Housing and Family Services. We benefited both of those organizations last year. Wherever you can put a book in a child's hand, wherever they have a shared reading environment, we have Friends of the School Library as our main program, but we also have Building Book Nooks for Kids for those nonprofit organizations. And while we're talking about statistics and numbers of children who are in need, and many of your listeners may not realize this, but on the Collier County Public School website, it states that 58% of the children enrolled in Collier County Public Schools this year are economically needy, and they don't have the money or need assistance to buy a school lunch. These children often don't have shoes on their feet, or we hear about the Sunday Undies program, which is so wonderful in town. A book is a luxury. There was a study that was done independently, and it was a suburb of, and this was a few years back, but what they found is you walk into a suburban home, you'll find an average of 12 books. You walk into an economically distressed neighborhood, you will find one book per 355 homes. It's staggering. The knowledge gap is deep. It runs deep in Naples, right off Fifth Avenue, down the street, down Tamiami Trail East. There are neighborhoods and schools that are Title I. And it's just such a wonderful, simple way for anyone to feel wonderful about helping children. Go right down the street a mile or two, and you can go and step inside and read to a child, help them read out loud. And you're right, Jim, sometimes these parents are working multiple jobs. When you're in an affluent community like Naples, you're going to find you have a high number of service industry people. They're making ends meet. And so what I love about Naples, I call it the town of the swaying palms, is while so many visitors from all around the world find respite and peace here on our shores, we also are offering these opportunities for children to visit anywhere in the world by just giving them books that open these new vistas and travel opportunities, all in the comfort of their home. These children do not have to be home alone while their parents are working. They can have a friend. And as the fourth grade boy said to me, a 10-year-old boy, 2 years ago, books are sometimes my best friend.
Well, they have been for many of us over the years, and we hope that this effort to get books into the hands of these kids who might not ever otherwise have the opportunity continues to be a success. Kara, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to Power Players on 1200 1460 Wink News Radio.
From their office to your radio, these are the community leaders that matter to you. It's Southwest Florida Power Players on 1200 1460 Wink News.